Friday night, week number 9, Coach Brett Dial, senior night. Man, this is always a special night.
It is. It's happened so fast. It just seems like not too long ago we started, you know, our winter workouts, first part of January, and had a couple guys in there that really set the tone for our off-season program with Rafe Tuttle and Carson Pearson. Really got after it, you know, kind of the first ones to lead the way. And you know, then, you know, in the spring and summer, we picked up, you know, some of our other guys off of other sports and, you know, just out of the hallways with Jack Campbell and Devin Kane, Zach Blankenship. And, you know, then got some great contributions from Caleb Knight and just, you know, after soccer and trying to get him on the field. And it's been a pretty good group to work with, for sure.
This team is really playing well right now. They have since second half of Nashville. Things have come together, and it's fun to watch him practice. It's fun to watch him on the field.
You know, it's been a learning experience, really, for all of us, you know, for me especially at the top, and trying to figure out what we can and can't do. And early on, we're battling a little bit of injuries and some depth issues, and just never really had all of our weapons to kind of progress with. So, you know, we took a step back and we simplified some things, and we tried to get a whole lot better at doing less. And I think that, you know, we've seen that, and our execution has definitely gotten a lot better. And, you know, we've cut down quite a bit on those plays of zero or negative yardage. You know, we're really moving the ball forward and getting the chains moved, and, you know, trying to get the ball a little bit in the air and take what teams give us. And we've had some fun doing it.
Week 9 traditionally was in Massac County. Last year was an in-between game at Effingham, and now we've got a new opponent in the Muscoota Indians.
Yeah, this is a tough one. These guys are going to be in the 5A playoffs. They are extremely athletic. It's probably, you know, I would argue that the running back that they feature may be, you know, I've been around Carterville football for a long time in some capacity, and this may be one of the best running backs I've seen. You know, a speed kid, runs a 10-800 and won the 2A track sectional last year. So, you know, we got our hands full trying to get to him. And then, you know, if we do a great job on him, then they've got a receiver that's getting a lot of looks from, you know, the OVC. And, you know, they're definitely going to be a very talented team with a lot of different ways to attack us. And, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge. One of the ways that we've approached this game is, you know, had Heron gone different for us and had that outcome at Nashville been different, we would have been 5-4 or 5-, you know, or 6-3, whatever. And we would have drawn an 8-1 or a 9-0 4A playoff team, you know, and that's how we're approaching this. That's what that's like. And, you know, we've tried to have a week, you know, in practice very similar to a playoff prep. And as coaches, we've prepped just like we would if it was a playoff game. So, you know, hopefully we're able to compete with these guys tonight and continue to build and move forward.
Well, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.